Here we are at the inaugural F1 Bloggers and Friends karting event. It's really cold. We're in the back end of Birmingham at Teamworks Karting, but we've got a full lineup ready to go. First up is Andy Taylor. Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
Very well. A bit cold, as I said. Are you looking forward to it?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm all excited. I want to get in the kart and go now.
Have you karted previously?
Yes, I have, yeah. I know that I'm good enough to be not quite the worst that I could possibly be.
So, do you think you're going to beat everyone? Got some good predictions?
I don't know yet. We'll have to see how people are out on the racetrack yet.
How have you prepared for today's event?
I went shopping.
Right. I see that you've bought some special shoes for the event, especially for today.
Not quite, but yeah, I thought I'd give them their first outing today.
That's very good. Well, good luck, and we'll see how you get on. Next up, we've got Eleonora. Hello.
Good evening.
How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you. I've had a lovely time at the NEC for the Autosport, and I'm looking forward to this karting thing.
Have you karted before?
Once, 10.5 years ago, American Adventure theme park, and there were three people in the race. I came third, and the other two were my brother and my cousin.
Right, so how do you think you're going to do today?
Probably somewhere in the bottom half of the field, bearing in mind the field at the moment is still in single figures.
Have you done any special preparation?
Well, I've downloaded the PDF file on how you're supposed to drive this track, though, as Steve and Roy pointed out to me later, that might not be much use until I see the track properly from a kart.
Well, that's a good point. And we have to thank you for organising the whole event. Was that difficult to do?
Well, it had its tricky moments because I've not organised anything this big before, but eventually figured a way out with help from some people like my dad and Steve and Roy.
Oh, that's good. Good luck for today, and we'll talk to you a bit later on.
Thank you very much, and it's a pleasure to have you here.
Next up, we have Scott from GP Wizard.
Yes.
How are you doing today?
Pretty good. A little tired.
Have you been karting before?
I have, but not for about 7 or 8 years.
Are you any good?
Well, one likes to think so.
Did you win any races previously?
No, can't say as I have.
How do you think you're going to do today?
Well, I think I'm going to win.
Really? Yeah. Very confident. Have you done any special preparation for today's event?
Not really. I wanted a massage yesterday, but there was no time.
Fair enough. Good luck for today, and we'll speak to you a bit later.
Thank you.
And now we're here with Steve Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Have you been karting before?
Yes, but not for a very long time.
How did you do previously?
Every time by the first time, I went home with a first place, second or third place trophy.
So you're the competition to beat then?
Maybe a decade ago it was.
Are you not feeling confident about today?
I'm expecting to go home in a lot of pain from this.
How have you prepared for today's event?
I thought about it.
That's a good start. Have you been to Autosport International today?
Yes.
Did you enjoy it?
It was fabulous.
That should get you in the mood for karting.
Absolutely it did, yes.
Good, so good luck and we'll speak to you later on.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Right, the guys have come out of their safety meeting and Andy has just tripped down the stairs, which is not a great start. They're all heading off to their carts. They look quite confident. Again, quite cold. It looks like the outdoor heater has just switched off, which is never a good thing. I can see my breath on the air. So if you start to hear my teeth chattering, I apologise. There's some great music at the Teamworks Karting. Very retro. Stephen Roy has just informed me that they're using electric carts and not petrol motors, which will be good. It looks like this might be the future of Formula One. The helmets are going on now. I can see them gingerly stepping into their carts. Mr. C is having a tough time fitting into his cart. He's quite tall, got quite long legs. I think a few people are surprised having finally discovered what Mr. C looks like. His anonymity has gone completely out the window. Hopefully they'll keep his secret identity secret. The outdoor heater is now back on, so we might not pass out from pneumonia just yet. I can see them. They are on the track as we speak. I'm not sure who's in which cart, although I believe Stephen Roy is in number 9 because he's got different overalls to everyone else. That's all I can tell you at the moment. That must be Andy in number 3. He's just hit the barrier. Looks like that trip down the stairs really wasn't a good start. I've got Alianora. She's just coming around the corner. She's in number 1. Bit of a skid there, but she made the corner safely. It looks like the entrance to the pit straight is catching a lot of people out. Andy has just come through for no apparent reason, unless he has a problem, but I can't see that he has. Nope, he is heading back out onto the track. And he has looked both ways before exiting the pit lane, which is always a good thing. Stephen Roy is rocketing around the track. He looks like he's overtaken a few people already. Alianora is about to be overtaken, but she's holding her own, going defensive around the middle straight. And Andy has got the whole field to himself. Alianora came to a halt at the hairpin. Mr. C is directly behind her, but should be able to make it past down the back straight. She's got the run on her, but she's doing her best defensive job. And really impressive. Mr. C gave her a big shunt there. He's waved his hand as an apology. Things are getting a bit vicious now. Looks like they're starting to get competitive. In fact, I think Mr. C has just been told to tone it down a little. That competitive streak really isn't doing him any favours. Right, you're going to have to explain this to us.
So what we've got coming up are 7 heats of 5 cars. Points will be awarded for finishing positions, and then the final grid will be made up of those points positions. They seem to be making up the rules as they go along.
Do you know who's going out there right now?
Everybody but me and Stephen Roy.
Right. So I have you and Stephen Roy in the commentary box with me. That's excellent. Andy is once again pulling out a massive lead. Oh no, he spun it. He's facing the wrong way. And he's doing a turn. The yellow flag is waved. Alianora just missed him. And now he is second to last.
So Andy spun it at the first lap, halfway around the track. And now, apart from Alianora, he's plumb last.
Andy has hit the barrier once again. He seems to be really struggling with this qualifying session, despite doing really well in practice. Alia has spun it at the same corner, another yellow flag. It is a really tricky corner. From experience, tell us about that corner.
I haven't got it right yet, and every time I go into it, I try to go in slower and slower and slower, and nothing I can do will get me around without sliding. And watching everybody else, everybody's sliding around the corner. There is just no grip on this circuit on this cold, damp evening.
Oh, Andy has done it again. That's the third time. Will he make it round that corner right at all this session? Oh, Alia has spun it again. Same corner, yellow flag. This may ruin some hot laps. We're getting a bunch up. She's driving the wrong way down the track. No room to turn it. Chaos down the back straight. We are having a marshal is on the track helping Alia spin the cart round. There is no safety car, but a massive yellow flag.
There's a safety man who's come to rescue.
A safety man comes to the rescue. My commentators have been summoned for the next heat, so this one must be coming to an end soon. It looks like the GP Wizard guys have this covered. I've just discovered the heat order. So we have Scott Donaldson, followed by Stuart Brown, Neil Parry, Andy Taylor, and Alianora, dead last. And the sign is up for drivers to return to the pit lane. Let's see if the next lot can do any better. So in the next race, we have Mr. C, Stephen Roy, Andy Taylor, Scott Donaldson, and Neil Parry. Scott Donaldson actually won the first heat, so he is the man to watch. Neil Parry came third in his heat. Stephen Roy and Mr. C haven't been out yet. And we will be keeping a close eye on Andy Taylor as he attempts to make it round that back corner. Just seen Alianora come out of the pit lane. She's having a brief conference with her dad. I'm hoping I can get a word before the next heat starts. She seems to be having a bit of a pep talk, which is just what you need. All the best Formula One drivers have pep talks from their dads. And the green light is on for the next heat. Looks like Mr. C is out first. Eleonora is making her way over to me. Eleonora, what happened?
Right, I got told that by Dad that there was this faster way around. I needed to turn earlier. I needed to turn in such a way that it felt like I was turning before the corner. Now, this is great advice, except that when I started, what felt like it was before the corner, actually it was before the corner.
And then you got stuck and couldn't make it back round?
That was a bit later on. Just as I thought I'd cracked it-ish, sort of. I went round and I was trying to get it to slide, because apparently it will slide if you get it right that way. And it just went on me and I didn't catch it. I didn't see what was happening. I ended up wrong way, facing barriers, and couldn't get it to move at all.
So I saw you having a chat with your dad just there. Has he given you some advice for later on?
Yeah, apparently by the end of it, I was doing a lot better. But I need to learn to sort of have a bit more faith in the car when it's sliding.
Good luck for later on, and we'll have a chat with you in a bit.
Okay, thank you.
The second heat is well underway now. As far as I can tell, Stephen Roy has overtaken Mr. C. Yep, he is in the lead. And Mr. C has fallen back to third now, with Andy Taylor in fourth. As far as I can tell, Andy has been making it around the corner okay, but perhaps he's going a little bit slower and that's why he's down in fourth. It looks like Stephen Roy has just been overtaken, but he's determined to get it back. He's got a determined look in his face. He is nose to tail with Scott. Stephen Roy seems to be dropping back now. It looks like he's going to settle for second place. Mr. C is much further back in third. Andy even further, and last place Neil Parry is well down right at the back. The actual lap times are getting quicker and quicker. Scott has just done a 25.8 second lap, which is really fast. The others are into the 26.9s, although Stephen has just done a 26.6. I'm starting to realise that Martin Brundle has quite a cushy job when he's got someone to talk to, but if he was left by himself in the commentary box, it is an awful lot of talking. However, I shall persevere, because this is actually quite good fun. The remaining drivers have just been called to the grid, so we will have another swap round for heat number three. It looks like we've got Stuart Brown and Eleonora. Mr. C is up again. Stephen Roy up again, and Andy out for the third time in a row. He may be feeling tired at the moment. The final results for heat number two: Scott Donaldson, Stephen Roy, Mr. C, Andy Taylor, and Neil Parry. And they are heading out for the third heat now. They're lining up on the grid, ready to go. See if I can grab a quick word with Scott, who is currently leading the race. What's it like out there?
Slippery but fun.
A lot of people have been having trouble with this corner right here. How'd you find it?
I find if you brake properly, you can make around that corner well. But yeah, I have seen a lot of people going a little wide.
Your confidence seems to be paying off, because you are top of the leaderboard at the moment. Do you think you can keep it all the way?
Well, I hope so.
Have you got your eye on any competition?
I think Neil's pretty fast. I think Stephen's pretty fast. I don't want to leave anyone out because I don't really know the other guys, but Stuart's not doing bad, but I think he's got a little too much baggage. Sorry, ballast.
Understood. Well, good luck for later on. And Ali seems to have struggled with that corner once again. And she has got stuck. We have a safety man out on track once again. Looks like her dad's advice isn't paying off just now, but she isn't giving up, which is good. Perseverance, we like. Mr. C and Andy are side by side. Contact in the race. Big contact between Andy Taylor and Mr. C. Round that slippery corner. Mr. C is now in the lead ahead of Stuart, Stephen Roy, Andy Taylor, and Alia. Stephen Roy is doing the fastest laps of the bunch at the moment, though. The go to pit sign has come on. The drivers are slowing and attempting to return to the pits. Looks like next up we've got Scott, Neil, Stuart, Alia, and Mr. C once again. So Andy will finally be coming out of the cart and I can ask him how he's doing. He looks absolutely knackered. Do you want to tell me all about it?
Yeah, your husband and I got in the wrong cart, so he won the race.
Oh, was that you? See, I wondered. I thought it wasn't possible.
Yeah, I didn't notice until I got out. She said, you're in the next heat. And I went to look for my cart number, which is 7. And there wasn't a 7. She's pointing at 6.
So have you ruined everything then?
No, I've given him some points and I'm sure he'll appreciate it later on.
He definitely needs them.
So did I.
How did you find it out there?
Very, very, very slippy. The one thing we found out about the electric carts, and I was speaking to Eleanor about it there, as soon as you come off the brakes, even if you don't touch the throttle, the motor kicks in again. And that's why people keep spinning the two tight corners. It's they're lifting off the brake expecting nothing to happen, and the motor's kicking in again.
Good luck for later on.
Okay,
so in this heat, we have Neil, Scott, Stewart, Mr. C and Alianora. Mr. C is struggling around that first corner. But Alianora has done a beautiful corner and a big beaming smile over her face. Her dad's advice is finally paying off. Looks like the go to hit sign has come on again. Alia just plowed to the barrier right at the end. But that's okay. Neil wins that heat. Scott, Stewart, Mr. C and Alianora brings up the rear. The yellow flag is waving and they are returning to the pit lane. Mr. C is shaking his head as he comes into pit lane, not sure what's wrong. I think perhaps he's disappointed with his performance. He's taking his gloves off in absolute disgust, sighing, and I'm chuckling at him. So for the next race, we've got Stephen Roy, Andy Taylor, Scott, Neil, and Stuart Brown. Looks like the leaderboard has been updated. We've got Scott in the lead, Stuart, followed by Mr. C. Neil and Andy Taylor has fallen down to 5th, followed by Stephen Roy, and Alianora is last. But obviously with Mr. C and Stephen Roy, we have that problem with the misnumbered carts. The safety man seems to be making a rapid exit, running up the stairs. I hope he returns soon because God knows we need him. How did you do?
Very, very disappointingly.
I saw you throw off your gloves in disgust.
I cannot get that top corner right. I can hit the apex.
That's interesting because Alianora, you did much better that time. It looked like you had that corner down.
Well, it felt like I was getting more laps in, so something must have gone right.
I saw you get the corner right and then a big beaming smile crossed your face, so that's good.
Well, because I actually got a lap in and didn't spin, didn't hit anything.
That's what you need, isn't it?
Possibly the first time all race I've done that.
Well, that's good. That means you're making progress. I can see your dad's coming over for a quick debrief, so I'll let you.
Okay, thank you.
I saw you have a big crash with Andy. What happened there?
Well, I blame Andy.
Of course you do.
He was in front, and he got the corner wrong, and I tried to take him on that corner as he was basically standing still. He got a bit of drive, and he cut me up. I had nowhere to go.
Did he do a David Coulthard on you?
Yeah, he left the corner open, and then he shut the door at the last moment.
Sounds very familiar. Well, we have to have a word with Andy about that momentarily. Stephen Roy just had to get a push by the safety man. He has returned.
You're telling me Stephen Roy crashed out in the only race that I wasn't in?
That's what it looks like. Is that disappointing? Is he your main competition?
He's the fastest guy out there as far as I can tell. From following him around, I can't get near him.
Well, the official leaderboard is over here, and he is 6th at the moment, so he's not the fastest guy out there.
He's 6th because he took my card.
Oh, yes, we did hear about that mistake. I think you stole it.
That's just a rumour. I'd like to prove it.
The second to last heat, as far as I can tell. We've got Alianora, Mr. C, Stephen Roy, Andy Taylor, and Scott. So that's all the Side Podcast bunch up. Contact between Scott and Mr. C. Stephen Roy is well out in front, all by himself. He is clearly the fastest man out there. Mr. C is right when he says he is the competition. If I was James Allen, I would have a lot of facts to hand right now, and I'd be able to give you tons of information about karting, everybody's personal lives, and the go to pit sign has come alight, and the drivers are returning to the pit lane. at the end of that heat, Stephen Roy came first, followed by Scott, then Mr. C, Alianora, and Andy was last. Let's see how that affects the leaderboard. We now have Scott first, followed by Stuart and Neil. And Andy is up in fourth, followed by Mr. C, followed by Stephen Roy, and then Alianora is last. I believe that may be updated very soon. You had a bit of trouble there, Andy.
Yeah, that cart was the least grippy one I've had this evening. And as you can see, I was suffering a bit. Spun about three times, which is nearly as many times as Massa did at Silverstone.
And the final heat is underway. Green lights as they can go. They lined up on the grid. There they go. Mr. C has a little bit of contact with someone who in turn had a bit of contact with Alianora. All's fair in love and racing. So Neil is ahead of Alianora, ahead of Stuart, then Mr. C, and Stephen Roy brings up the rear. I can't imagine that will last for long. As Mr. C said, Stephen Roy is the fastest man out there, but they are next to each other on track, and we may see some fireworks. I hope so. At least that would try and warm things up. Mr. C has a quick look over his shoulder and lets Stephen Roy pass on the straight. If he'd have kept his concentration on his own race, that may not have happened. Stephen Roy pulls away instantly. Mr. C looks determined to pull it back, but I don't think he's going to be able to. I think we'll see another glove-throwing situation. Alianora spun it and was hit twice as she went by. It does look like she is away again. And returns to the pit lane, I think. Qualifying is over, and the number one driver is about to cross the start finish line. Neil takes that heat easily, followed by Stephen, who just couldn't catch him up, then Stuart, Mr. C, and Alianora, who is in the pit. How did you do there?
What are the results? I don't know where I ended up. It got a bit confusing towards the end.
You may have been fourth.
That sounds about right. I am just going backwards.
The battle between you and Stephen was brilliant because you looked over your shoulder and let him past.
The thing is, right, we were both at a dead stop in the corner because there was an accident, right? So we're both completely on the apex of the corner. We had both come to a stop. I was in front of him. He managed from a standing start to find enough pace to drive around me. It has to be a weight thing. It's got to be. From a standing start. It's nothing to do with driving. When you put your foot on the pedal, I'm assuming we both put foot on the pedal at the same time because he was behind me. It's a weight thing. It must have curves or something fitted.
Are you sure you're not just rubbish?
How can I be rubbish if putting my foot on the pedal?
Pole position goes to Scott. 2 points short of winning every single race. Scott had 38, Stephen has 34, Neil has 32 points, Stuart has 31, Mr. C has 28, Andy has 26, and Alianora has 21. How do you feel about that?
I'm a little bit disappointed, but I'll get him.
You're going to sort that corner out and make it work?
Yep, that's right.
So you're directly behind Mr. C. Are you going to get him off the line?
Yes.
That's the spirit. How do you feel about that?
Well, I mean, it's correct in that the people in front of me were faster.
Andy says he's going to get you off the line. He's directly behind you.
Given the way, is he lighter than me? He's about the same build as me. He might know he is lighter. Yeah, he's probably right.
He's a tiny bit shorter and quite a bit lighter. He might have the advantage.
I think I'm going to be a sitting duck. The fight is now between me and Alianora.
Hi, can I talk to you for a second? Sure. You have to do this all the time. How do you find it?
It's not that bad, actually. It's all right. It's good fun.
What do you think of our guys out there?
I'll say not bad. Nah, they are pretty decent.
Anybody shine in particular?
Out of the bunch, driver number two is quite impressive. But on average, they're all about the same, really.
Anyone good enough to be a Formula One driver?
Nowhere near.
That's all I need to know. Thank you. Oh yeah, who do you think's going to win?
My money, if I had any money, I'd put it on driver two, for sure. I think that's the way it's going to go, but you never know. This is racing.
So you're lining up second on the grid. Are you confident for the race?
I'm totally shocked I'm second on the grid.
Even with Mr. C stealing your car?
Well, I managed to get that swapped round. I put in a protest and I stole the points back from him, which is probably why I'm second.
Ah, good thinking. Do you think you can get the leader off the line?
I don't know. Scott looks pretty useful. Overtaking's very difficult here, and as Andy and I showed in an earlier heat, you get two evenly matched guys going into that first corner, it's a complete mess. So anything could happen in the next half hour, as they say.
But we expect to see you on the podium. You can keep it together long enough for the race.
Yeah, I hope so. It'd be very nice to go on the podium. If I don't, then it's been a good night anyway. But earlier on, one of the heats ended up last because the cart cut out on me, so it's motorsport, anything can happen.
Well, good luck, and we will talk to you later. Previous heats have only been about 7 laps. It looks like the race is going to be 20. Mr. C is a bit worried about this. Good luck, everyone.
Yeah, thanks. 20 solid laps.
So we'll just run through that grid one more time. We've got Scott, followed by Stephen, followed by Neil, with Stuart lines up in fourth, Mr. C in fifth, Andy right behind him in sixth, and Eleonora lines up seventh. Okay, everyone is in their carts. They are lined up, ready to go. And the race is off. It's a good start. Andy has made a good start, has got round on the first corner. Eleonora is last. Andy has got past Mr. C, but there was contact round that corner. Scott is making a good getaway. Stephen Roy has slipped back to third. Mr. C and Andy are having a real battle. Mr. C close behind Andy right now. Theirs is the closest battle on track. Oh no, wait, we have a spinner. Eleonora has spun. The leader is remaining confident, although his lead has reduced slightly as he clips the corner. Mr. C is looking frustrated with himself once again as he has dropped further back, but he has managed to get past Andy. Stephen Roy almost got round second place cart, but there is a yellow flag. I believe it is Eleonora. She has stopped on track. Mr. C is rapidly catching up Stephen Roy. He's almost got him on the line. Eleonora has returned to the pits. So as things stand, we still have Scott ahead of Neil, with Stephen and Mr. C close behind. Andy is ahead of Stuart, who is now the last place man. Andy has a spin, but just manages to hold on. Stuart is close behind him, though. Mr. C skids around the corner, loses a bit of ground to Stephen. Eleonora is out of the pits. She is go, go, go again. I believe she's in a new cart. She's got some ground to make up. But as long as she finishes race distance, that's all that matters. Andy is seriously being hassled by Stuart now. And Mr. C just can't get past Stephen Roy as they go into the next lap. We're on lap 7 now of roughly 20 laps, almost halfway through. We have contact with the leader, and it's caused a real bunch up at the front. The order remains Scott, Neil, Stephen and Mr. C, despite the closing up of the field, and it is spreading apart once again. But as the commentator told us, his wise words were, although it is difficult to overtake, you just have to wait for that one mistake and everything could change. Going into lap 10 now, Eleonora spun it again, but she's on her way, bravely going on. Mr. C runs really wide, smacks into the barrier. Andy has now managed to pull out a bit of a gap on his nemesis, Stuart, who is stuck behind Eleonora, although obviously a few laps ahead. It looks like the leaders are about to lap Eleonora. Could this cause any problems? First place is passed easily and continues on his way. Second place still has to get past, and Stephen Roy has managed to catch up second as he is held up behind Eleonora. Mr. C is closing in nicely as well. First place man Scott is pulling out a great lead. Eleonora has allowed second place passed, although did touch him. He remains and sets off after Scott. Stephen Roy next to get past Alianora. Mr. C is right there. It's three of them all into the corner together. Alianora spins. Stephen Roy gets caught up and allows Mr. C through. Stephen Roy will be fuming. But Andy is now catching up with Alianora, and the battle between him and Stuart continues. Stuart has now caught up really nicely. Will they be affected as they try and lap Alianora? Andy almost got through as Alianora ran wide, but she managed to defend her place and keep it as they go into the back straight. There is big contact between Alianora and Stuart. Andy is pulling away. The go to pit sign is on. The race is over. And Scott wins, followed by Neil and Mr. C. There is mass confusion in the pits, as we don't know whether Mr. C or Stephen Roy has come third. The results are showing that Stephen Roy has come third, but do our eyes deceive us? We saw Mr. C come in third. This is bizarre. There has been a black flag, but it came at the end of the race, so it doesn't look like it has mattered at all. Wait, hang on, slow down.
Right. In the final, I finally got it together in the last gasp of the event, because Stephen Roy was bunched up behind the first two and couldn't get past, and I caught them up, all three of them, and I could follow the lines of Stephen Roy, and therefore I'd figured out all of my corners. So now I'd like to do the whole thing again, please. I would also like to complain about the quality of the circuit. It's very bumpy out there, and I think they should resurface it for the next time.
It is a night race as well. It turns out that you were lapped, apparently.
Eh?
Turns out you were lapped. What?
I wasn't lapped. I said drive six, number four.
You lapped him. You lapped everybody, though. You were too fast. Pretty much everyone. Well, I commentated the whole thing, so I know what happened, and you were definitely third.
I don't mind a timing error that left me fourth, but I do mind a timing error that left me lapped.
So we have Stephen Roy on the podium, and followed by Neil, and then we have Scott on the top step of the podium. Pictures are being taken. They have little trophies, which are really quite cute, little kart drivers. Scott does a magnificent leap, and he will hold up his trophy for the photographers.
I'm Stuart.
How did you find it out there?
Well, I got black flagged, so it wasn't that brilliant.
Did you have fun, though?
Yeah, it was entertaining, yeah. It's a little bit frustrating sometimes when you know you're like a bit quicker than somebody else, but you just can't find a way around them.
Stephen Roy was saying it was difficult to overtake out there.
Everyone's got slightly different lines, and you try to, you think you've got the inside line, and then they just clip you, and then like, and push you, and then they're off again. So it's very difficult to get past. But
we're calling it a David Coulthard move to cut them up on the inside.
I'm calling it a bit of a disaster, actually, getting black flagged. But, yeah, it was entertaining. I really enjoyed it.
So did you have fun overall?
Yes. I've learned that I'm still not very good at this.
That means you've got to come back and practice some more. We will do this again.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. C is studying his lap chart closely.
I didn't realise that I got the second fastest lap overall. I'll take that.
So it is a small victory, even if you didn't get on the podium. How did you find today?
Well, it was good apart from the bad bits.
That sums it up nicely. Did you have fun, though?
Yes, I did. It was very enjoyable.
That's good. And are you glad you organised it?
Yes.
We're all very grateful. It was brilliant fun. Were there any points that you feel you could have done better?
Quite a lot. Mostly in the first couple of heats, then I was basically clueless. And I think I got better as I got around it, but I still need to work on this whole consistency thing.
Yes, we definitely saw some improvements, especially with that first corner that you had troubles with. But you definitely had a good day overall.
I think so, yes.
How do you feel with your trophy?
Pretty good.
It's a nice one. I saw your magnificent leap for joy.
You do a Schumacher.
It's very good. So will you do this again?
I will do this again, yeah.
You have to come back and defend your title.
I'll try and do that next year.
And how do you feel with your trophy? It's admittedly a little bit smaller.
It's a little dinky trophy, and Scott has to fly, has to Switzerland. I've offered him a swap to give him a lighter trophy, but he's not in favour of that idea.
And would you like to come and do this again?
Certainly, yes. I think we should organise something for Goodwood where it'll be nice and sunny and warm.
And you can try and get higher up on the podium.
Yes.